My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
You say yes, I say no.
Very apropos song here because, you know, this week has been hello and goodbye. So very apropos to Beatles, of course.
Oh, no.
Paul McCartney singing Lee. Beningo, I'll be saying goodbye momentarily. And that's what it's been. I mean, it's been a great week this week, I got to tell you. Doing the morning show with Jerry for 3 days and this show now, my old show, for a couple days. Really been enjoyable. And commuting every day has reminded me why I don't do this full time anymore. I can do it a couple weeks a year. I could do it, you know? You know, Dove, something like that, you know? You want to say something, Dove?
We enjoy having you.
Well, thank you, bro. No, I like doing it. It's a good feeling. I'll say this. It's a good feeling to have, like, worked all week. You know what I mean? There is something to that, you know? But, you know, to come in here every day, you know, 52 weeks a year, whatever, wouldn't be easy.
And this week, you got a driver in. You didn't drive yourself.
No, the train. No, I did not.
And you still complained.
Well, I'm not really complaining, but I it's been a good week, but I just, you know, to do this all the time, you know, it would be hard to do. But a few days a week, you know, a few times a year or whatever, it's cool. You know, it is. And it's a different feel. It's a much different feel being here than doing shows from home. I got to say that. You know, it's better. I get to see, you know, it's a different mindset.
That wasn't your feeling when Trump told you to do it from here, not home.
Well, but I was recovering from, from hip surgery. Come on. What?
I think I know the one person that appreciates this most that you're here is Terry.
Yeah, maybe. I'd have to ask her when I get home. She's probably listening right now, too. She probably likes the fact that I'm away for a little bit.
Terry, you know? Or the cats? One or the other?
Oh, the cats. No, the cats miss me. No, she does, too. I got to tell you, it's really, you. And this is crazy. This is how great a woman my wife is. I could not have a better wife than I do. I like being around her all the time. I play golf with her all the time. How many guys play golf to get away from their wives? You know what I mean? And this is my number one golf partner. So she's a wonderful woman. She's still beautiful. She's still sexy as hell. And I'm very fortunate. You know, married 30 years now. Very, very fortunate to have it, no doubt about it. And I'm fortunate to have my two beautiful cats, too, Dante and Iggy, because I love them, too.
And your daughters.
And my daughters. But they're not living with me. So we're just talking about who's in the house every day, you know? I'm talking about the immediate house, you know? 888-808-1019, and my son, Johnny, too. Beningo, filling in for BT and Sal. Vinny in Congers is on the fan. Hi, Vinny.
Oh, the legendary Joe Beningo. What a pleasure it's been to hear you all week, and my pleasure to be speaking with you right now.
Thank you, Vinny.
Before I get to my point, the reason why Sammy Sosa is probably dismissed, he was caught with the cork bat. You know, it broke right on the field. The tennis balls went flying out. So it wasn't just the steroids. It was being caught with the cork back.
You know what, though? There's other guys who have. I remember Howard Johnson had a cork back, too. I mean, you know, so, I mean, Sammy Sosa isn't the only. You're right about that. But he's not the only guy that had a cork back. I mean, come on. He's not the only one.
Well, of course. I'm just saying that.
Right.
So listen, to my point, you were saying, you know, why would the Yankees let Soto go? Here's a scenario I'd like your thought. In this day and age when there's all this parity and it's hard to repeat, if the Yankees win the World Series this year, why would they re-sign him? Why wouldn't they spend that money elsewhere? Because it's so hard to repeat. Mm. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the best chance Soto has of leaving the Yankees is what you're saying, is if they win the championship. And he says, okay, I won his championship here. Now I'm going to move on. You know, that to me would probably be the best scenario for him leaving. If they don't win it, how are you letting this guy go? What do you think the fan base is going to say? You know?
Well, that's different. But would Hal let him go if they win the World Series? Forget about Soto. You think he's going to still try and pursue him if they win?
Well, I think Soto's definitely going to go to free agency. I thought for a long time that Steinbrenner would sign him prior to him leaving, but I don't think that's happening. I think he's going to get the free agency, and then we'll see what happens. Look, Judge got the free agency, and the Yankees wound up re-signing him. So, you know, we'll see. But I do think, like you said, if the Yankees won the World Series this year, I think that's the best chance of Soto leaving. That's me. I agree with that.
Joe, listen, a pleasure to talk to you. If you're ever around the doghouse and you hear of a band called Up in Mary's Room, make sure you come by and check us out.
Appreciate it.
Pleasure talking to you, Joe. Be well.
Thank you, Vinny. You be well. All right, let's go to Brian in L.A., one of my favorite places. Brian, how are you, bro?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Just wanted to give you a flowers before you go. You and Evan's show is the main reason why I became a member of the fan. So back when I was living in New York, so great show, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I want to make 2 points on Sammy.
Go ahead.
The guy's kind of still under with the cork bat. I think I felt like that, along with him not being tied to maybe any significant winning, is kind of the reason MLB is kind of shunning him away, as opposed to like A-Rod or Ortiz. A-Rod playing for the most legendary baseball franchise ever. And he's being tied to some winning with the Red Sox. McGuire, obviously, with that home run race with Sammy, was the one that kind of prevailed. And Bonds is just Bonds. So he was kind of, you know.
Bonds never won anything. Bonds went to one World Series, and that's it. I mean, as far as that goes. I mean, well, I know Bonds he did.
Record,
I know, what's that?
Bonds
no, Bonds has the record.
Joke.
No, I get that. But, I mean, you know, nobody hit 60 home runs three times. Nobody. Except
for
Sammy.
Sure. For sure. I mean, I think pound for pound, he's a better player than McGuire as a 5-2 player.
Okay, yes. You're right. McGuire's a one-dimensional like home run hitter. You're right about that. I would agree.
For sure. Sammy was a way better player overall.
Yep.
But he played for St. Louis, which is kind of like Yankee Stadium, like the Yankees of the NL.
Right.
You know, the Giants and St. Louis.
Well, remember, McGuire also played for the Oakland A's. I mean, he was one of the Bash Brothers with Canseco. They won 3 straight pennants.
For sure.
From 88 to 90, World Series in 89. So
kind of ties back into Sammy just not being tied to anything. I mean, the Cubs didn't really win anything with him. As great of a player he was, A-Rod has a chip. Ortiz has a chip,
right.
And they rebranded themselves, and now they're doing media. I don't think MLB wants to touch Sammy right now with a 10-foot pole. I mean,
yeah, no, and I agree with you, and I think there's something wrong about that. I couldn't agree with you more, you know. But let's be honest, what great Chicago Cub did a lot of winning? Ernie Banks, Billy Williams, Ron Santo, Ferguson Jenkins, Ryan Sandberg, who, Rizzo. You know, when Anthony Rizzo, when he was part of the team, Chris Bryant, when they won the World Series in 2016, right? Schwarber, I mean, those guys, okay. Are any of those guys as good as the other guys I just mentioned from the Cubs? No, but they won. So I don't think that means anything. The fact that he didn't win anything, none of those Cubs won anything. So I think it's ridiculous. You know, give me a break. And Joey Clark brought this up, and a great point by Joey. He hit 60 home runs 3 times, more than anybody ever did it in their career, 6 times, 3 times with 60, and never led the league in home runs. How about that? Isn't that crazy? That's crazy when you think about it. But, Sammy Sosa, man, I'm on the bandwagon for Sammy. Sammy, I'm on your side. You got hosed. And more than any of the guys that did, of the steroid era, nobody got hosed more than Sammy Sosa. And I'm sorry. The guy should be in the Hall of Fame with all of them. And the numbers speak for themselves. Want to thank all the callers. Great job as always. Could not do without you. Want to thank Marty Lyons. Terrific job, Dove Kramer, Pete Hoffman. You got Tiki and Loogie coming up. Everybody have a great week. No Saturday show tomorrow. Loogie will be filling in for me. The next time you hear me on the air will be next Saturday at the Fanatics. I'll be on from at the Javits Center. I'll be on from 9 to 12:30. Everybody have a stellar, stellar weekend, a stellar week. All the love. And as always, God bless America, because God knows we need it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.